الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. I want to remind myself and you, my brothers, that the thing that distinguishes man from beast is concern for the unseen. Concern for the unseen is what distinguishes man from beast. An antelope will worry about a lion only when he sees it. When the lion is not there, the antelope does not think about what will happen if the lion comes. It doesn't plan to say, how is it that we can avoid being killed by the lion? But that's not the case of human beings, or at least it should not be the case of human beings. Because what distinguishes us from animals is concern for the unseen. In Islam, we call this iman bil ghaib, concern for the unseen. Now, if you have concern for the unseen, there are two things that are required. One is the willingness to postpone gratification. And that is a sign of emotional maturity. You know, we talk about IQ and EQ. The sign of emotional quotient is the willingness to postpone gratification. Not chasing immediate gratification for everything. Not moving from sensation to sensation to sensation. Success in life is measured only by sensations. So people are chasing sensation from sensation to sensation. They eat something and they want to eat more and they want to eat more. One of the things that the Romans used to do during the decline of the Roman Empire is to have, they used to have eating orgies. And they would eat until they couldn't eat anymore. Then they would go out and put a feather down the throat and vomit. And then they would come back and eat more. So the purpose of eating was not to fill the belly or to nourish the body. The purpose of eating was sensations. So also with sports. So also with what we know today as entertainment. So also with every single thing in the materialistic world, which teaches you that your success in life depends on or is measured by how many sensations you have had. And if you had one sensation, you know, been there, done that. So now you go to some other place. So been there, done that. Now what? You go to some other place. Until you go to the place where you've never been and you've never done that. And that's in your cover. So the willingness to postpone gratification is a sign of emotional maturity. So if you have concern for the unseen, then the first thing that we need to do is to have the willingness to postpone gratification. Ideally speaking, purely from a physical sense, the sweetest sleep is at this time. But then why are, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are we sitting here in the masjid instead of sleeping nicely in our comfortable beds? Because of concern for the unseen. Your willingness to postpone the gratification of the sweetest sleep that you can get during the night by coming in, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second sign of having concern for the unseen is the willingness to make investments. The meaning of investment is something which is done with the expectation of reward in the future. Yes? Something which is done with the expectation of reward in the future. That's investment. So people who are concerned for the unseen are people who are willing to postpone gratification and people who are willing to make investments. So if we have concern for the unseen, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the day of judgment, then we need to be able to do these two things. Number one, postpone gratification with regard to this world. Things which we know will give us pleasure, but we know which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say no. Things which are not necessarily displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you do not wake up in tahajjud, you will not go to Jahannam. If you don't pray tahajjud all your life, it is not a sin. Allah will not punish you because you did not pray tahajjud. Allah will punish you if you don't pray the faraid salah. But nawafil, there is no punishment. If you don't want to pray even a single nafil for your whole life, there is no problem. But also there is no gain. Both are equally true. There is no problem, but obviously somebody who is waking up in tahajjud, he is getting the benefits that the one who is not waking is not getting. So we have to ask ourselves, what in my life am I postponing gratification in order to make an investment for the future? And just like we track our worldly investments, you know, what is my stock portfolio looking like, and where have I invested, and what is the market going to do, and so forth, we need to track our investments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is, of course, one major benefit and difference, which is that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the market does not fluctuate. Today we know from the world, I mean, the so-called best investment in the world, the market crashes, that's the end of the story. You know, it's gone. And all these so-called blue chip companies and whatever companies have gone down the drain. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, there is no fluctuation of markets and there is no uncertainty in the investment. Now, despite that surety of return, if still as a Muslim who claims to have concern for the unseen, and still as a Muslim who claims to have iman bil akhirah and iman billah and iman bil ghaib, if we are still unwilling to make investments, then we seriously have to question our own iman. Seriously, we have to ask our own selves and question our own iman and say that if I say that I have faith in the wa'ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where is the proof of this faith? What is my stock portfolio with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking like? Does it look like a poor charity box or something, or does it look like a decent stock portfolio that you can show, you know, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment without being ashamed? I remind myself and you to let us look at our own stock portfolios with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, what is the investment that I have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till date? And then step those up. Some of those investments are with regard to physical effort, which means different kinds of ibadah. Some of them have to do with spending of money and so forth. Whatever be the case, step those up, because the time will come when that market will close and then no more investments are possible. So let us try to make sure that we make those investments in order to get the returns, because we have concern for the unseen. As I told you, concern for the unseen is what distinguishes man from beast. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.